Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Congratulations. 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 For many, I believe that the fasting has been very, very tough. But it is better to handle the year from the beginning with toughness. When you are hard on yourself at the beginning, then life will be easier later. I believe it shall be so in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat 1 minute. Tonight, we are going to be trusting the Lord to help us with His word in 2026. Living by the word. What's happening there? Living by the word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Genesis, John chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In Hebrews chapter 1, I believe verse 4 or 5, He said He upholds all things by the word of His power. Upholding, verse 3, upholding all things by the word of His power. The word of God is one of the greatest assets of the child of God. Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 20, verse 32. You say, "I commend you to God and to the word of His grace." I hand you over to the word. I hand you over to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. If you introduce a man or a woman to the word will introduce them to the world. Hear what I said. Introduce a person to the word will introduce the person to the world and introduce the world to them. What is the value of the word? Number one, the word brings light, guidance, and direction to life. Light, guidance, direction. Psalm 119, verse 105. Said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Brings light, guidance, direction. Psalm 119 verse 130, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." It giveth understanding to the simple. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8, "The Lord sent a word into Jacob. It has lighted upon Israel." So the word brings light. It brings direction. There are times when you are at the junction of decision. You don't know what to do. The Lord leads you to His word. And that word gives you exactly what to do. It just shows you where to go and how to move. Number two, the word brings cleansing and purification to life. You are battling with habits and battling with lifestyle. And then the word suddenly empowers you to say no to the wrong thing. Empowers you to say yes to the right thing. Psalm 119, verse 9. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? It is by taking heed thereto, according to your word." Verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." John chapter 5, 15, verse 3. "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So the word of God brings cleansing and purification to life. Finally, number three, the word transmits to man the divine nature. It transmits to us the divine nature. The life of God, which is the life of authority, which is the life of royalty, which is a seekless life, is transmitted to us by the word. John 6:63, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. My words are spirit to you. They transmit my life. John chapter 10, verse 34 to verse 36, he said, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods unto whom the word came. You see, when the word of God comes to a man, his status changes. He acquires the nature of divinity. He called them gods unto whom the word came. And the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God. See, he called them gods unto whom the word came. The nature of God, the nature of rulership, the nature of royalty. There are many more things that the word of God will do for us, but the time will fail for the sake of this prayer tonight. But how do we profit from the word? Or rather, what do we trust God for in order to profit from the word? If I was going to pray and ask God for something so I can benefit from his word, what will it be? Number one is hunger and appetite for the word. We need a hunger. We need an appetite for the word. Man shall not live by bread alone. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. But by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Job chapter 23 verse 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. We grew up to learn that food will not enter the stomach until word enters the spirit. We have maintained that. And so, Lord, give me hunger and appetite for your word. This word that will change my life. Number two, supernatural eye opening to insight in the word. Supernatural eye opening. Open my eyes. Supernatural eye opening to insight in the word. This word that changes me, that cleanses me, that gives me direction, that gives me the divine nature. Father, open my eyes. Psalm 118 verse 19. He said, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. Paul the apostle praying for the brethren, he said, whereof also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I keep going. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Open my eyes to see what you have. Supernatural eye opening to insight in the word. And finally, it is grace and discipline to practice the word. It's possible to have a hunger for the word. It's possible to see revelation from the word, but not practice what you see. Joshua chapter 1 and in verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The grace, the discipline to practice the word. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. It says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein. Not just reading, not just hearing, but keeping them, doing them. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 and 2. If thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do. Deuteronomy 28 1 and 2. All these blessings shall come upon you. So when it is time to pray, if we know that the world changes our world, then we pray these prayers with passion. These 3 points underneath are the points we are going to take on first. Father, give me an appetite and a hunger for your word in 2026. Open my eyes to see the things I haven't seen before. Discipline to practice it. And then we are on the way to seeing light, seeing cleansing. We are on the way to see the divine nature where you function and act. And it was, people are wondering what really happened just now. Is this not the regular person that I know? When did you become a pastor, an apostle, for this kind of signs to happen? It is a new day. Somebody who is blessed, say amen. Amen. Now stand up on your feet with a louder shout of amen. Amen. Lift up your hands and begin to open your mouth and open your and lift your voice and thank the Lord for his word today. Say, Father, thank you for your word.
Father,
say it louder. Will you stand up on your feet? Come on. Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you for your
help. And thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for your mercy.
Be glorified, Lord.
Be glorified,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead and speak to God.
Shalagabarato satalagabande shalibrando sakataleka palaya dekebelekete koparagatayaga. Inshalande kaparato songi barandeshka. Jikakakakatalekatekataleka. Melika parande shalaka barakataya. Melika parakataya.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.